Forever Lost. The magic numbers, and the magic number is 104.9.
Oh.
XFM. I'm Ricky Gervais, with me, Steve Merchant and Carl Pilkington. Right, two more shows. Till we're off air for, I don't know how long.
Is that two more including this one?
Yeah, no.
Two more after
No, it's right, this is one, and then there's another one.
Right, two
and
more
that's
shows.
The last one, there's okay, two right. more shows, yeah.
Including this
We're starting now.
Starting
now. If I'd have said this at the end, it might have been ambiguous, but I've said it at the beginning, there's 2 hours, that's a whole show,
right.
So there's two more shows.
Two more shows including this one.
Yes, okay. Obviously.
So one more show after
It's only
one.
1:05.
After this show, one more.
Yeah, one more, yeah.
Next week there's one more show, that means two altogether.
Oh, no, it's only one more show, good night.
Okay.
Now, it better be a good one, Carl. Have we got, Rockbusters?
Yeah.
To win those prizes? Check. Have we got Monkey News?
Check.
Is it a real Monkey News, or is it
always
something
is.
That's slightly made
always
up
is.
That you- What?
Always is. It's your check.
Okay. Knob News?
Yeah, we've got a bit of Knob News, yeah.
I'm worried that Knob News, because it's only about penises, is a little bit sexist. Have we got any fanny facts? can we sort that out for next week? I don't want to alienate our female audience.
Welcome to Minge London. good, I'm glad that's out. Well, brilliant. We've got a song with a story?
Yeah, doing that.
What is it?
I don't want to sort of tell you what it is yet. Because
right.
The song isn't that great, do you
oh,
know what
good.
I mean? It's not a song
oh,
that, that's like an XFM song, but every time I hear it on, say, like, Magic or whatever,
yeah.
I have an argument-
105.4.
Yeah, I have an argument with Suzanne that, you know, what I think it's about. And she says, don't be stupid, it's not about that, and I'll say, no, it is.
And so we're gonna decide who's right.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
I don't know what song you're talking about, and I don't know what the argument is, but Suzanne's right.
Definitely.
No well, doubt about it.
Yeah. We'll have a listen, but I'm hoping that once people sort of listen to it again with my thoughts every
well,
time
Well, this
it,
song yeah. sums up what people should think of you. It's don't believe a word. All right? That's the sort of links I'm capable of.
If that was a bad guess of Sony, then that's <wrong. laughs>
Thin Lizzy, don't believe a word on XFM 104.9. I'm gonna miss this show. It's been good.
You won't be the only one.
No, well, you know, so we'll come back again. We've got a lot to do over the next few months, but maybe for Christmas or just after. But I still call Carl every day anyway.
Oh, sure.
I called him, a couple of days ago.
Of course you did.
And I went, it was the weekend, I went, what are you doing? He went, oh, just in Regent's Park and that. He said, just going for- went, oh! Jesus! I went, what? He went, a caterpillar just fell out of the sky. I went, what? He went, a caterpillar just fell out of the sky. God, it's there, it's wriggling around. I went, sure a bird didn't just drop it. He looked at it and went, oh yeah.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
For a moment he thought caterpillars were raining from the sky.
I thought I was in Chicken Licking.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Why did you think a caterpillar had fallen out of the sky?
I don't know, it just startled me a bit.
I love Carl being startled!
I like the idea of him straight on the phone to Trevor McDonald. Look, Trevor, there's caterpillars, insects falling out of the sky. They're falling out of the sky now. Put it on the news, quick. Are you sure there wasn't a bird? Oh, there was a bird. Yeah, sorry, Trev. Bye!
But it was after, like, I hung up the phone and that from you, I sort of, sat there for a bit watching it.
I imagine him cross-legged, just in front of it.
But do you know what?
Grass.
Because of his shape, the shape of his head, and his sort of IQ, I bet the caterpillar was thinking, mama.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Go
and,
on.
It was sort of running about all over the place, right, Steve? So the caterpillars have loads of feet and that, don't they?
Well, they have six legs. They're actually a larva of an insect. They have six legs. But they have little sucker things to hold onto the back of cabbages and that.
No, they've got more than that.
They've got, I'll tell you, they've got six true legs. Trust me. Trust me, I'm a scientist.
And you were thinking what, Carl?
Well, it was-
But they've got little pods. They've got little, pseudo pod legs and they're little suckers, yeah.
But it was running about, like, everywhere. Like, mental. But sort of running off to the left. And then it sort of went back to where it was. Then back, you know, went right and what have you. And I'm just thinking, whoever gave them the legs, right? What's the point if they don't know where they're going and that? Do you know what I mean? If you can get about-
Imagine that sentence. Do you hear that? Did you hear that sentence? Can we play that sentence back?
No, I don't think we can.
Imagine who gave them that legs.
Whoever gave them legs, what's the point if they don't know where they're going and that?
And that. Always and that.
And that, but- But maybe you just, to be fair to the caterpillar, with all its legs, okay, and you know where it was going, it had just been plucked from its house by a bird, shot up into the sky, and then dropped from 80 feet, hitting the ground.
Onto the head of a weird, bald-shaved monkey.
It was probably concussed.
Yeah. It's just, it's one of them things again, though.
But it still knew more about the world than you. How does that make you feel?
I just think it's a waste of time having all them feet. It's the same thing as the,
Feet now!
It has a nightmare buying shoes, doesn't it, Carl?
What was it you were saying about leeches and that? Because we were talking about insects.
They're not insects.
What are they?
Well, I think they're probably, probably platy helminth. Sort of like a flatworm type thing.
That's what you were thinking, wasn't it, Carl?
Yeah! I'm not sure about that. I don't know what the phylum is, but there's, no. They'd be, yeah.
What was the leech, what was an interesting
Well, it's there's an experiment, where you get a maze for a leech, and there's a bit of blood thing, and it learns, it eventually finds its way to the blood, okay, and then it knows. Okay. And if you put it back to where it starts, it knows where it's straight, it goes straight towards it, because it's learnt it. If you liquidise that leech,
right,
and feed it to some leeches who have never done the maze, because of a thing called chemical memory, they find their way straight to the blood.
That is extraordinary.
It's extraordinary.
Yeah.
I mean, it's incredible.
We should try that at Hampton Court one weekend. but maybe with some tourists. We'll just blend up some tourists.
All the people on them, I tell you, we would do it. Those people who go on Celebrity Love Island.
Any of them.
They would do anything to get out of them. They will be liquidised. People have enemas. They will do they wank off pigs. They will do anything to get on telly. What about that? Be liquidised and fed to another. Get one D celebrity slapper, liquidise her and feed her to another slut.
So we blend
and see
up
if she can find her way. And see if she can find her way to Channel 5.
Yeah.
What a brilliant show, hosted by Jimmy Carr.
Of course.
That'd be amazing.
The Kinks, Better Things on XFM 104.9, Steve Merchant, Ricky Gervais, Carl Pilkington.
But do you know this, we were talking about the leech thing.
Sure.
Right. You're saying, put them in a blender.
I'm not saying that.
Well, someone did.
Yeah.
Why were they doing that in the first place? Do you know what I mean? How did they find out that if you put leeches in a blender?
I don't know. They probably kept notes. I don't know.
But what made them? Were they just having a laugh? What made them go?
Was it a party? It was a couple of 40-year-olds.
It was a couple of research scientists. They'd be given £1 million, and the boss was coming around to say what you're doing. And they were just making a smoothie, and they went quick. Mr. Yakamoto's come round throwing some leeches. What are you doing?
Just feeding these leeches to some other leeches. All right, well that looks like science. I'm off.
Here's another £1 million next year. Bye.
Yeah.
That's how they work, though, isn't it? A lot of these scientists, that's exactly how they work. I'm just saying they're getting away with murder.
Go on.
Well, just the way they do sort of spend.
And you can't say anything in front of him because everything's got a point with him. Mm. You can't have a conversation with Carl because he always puts in a curveball. You tell him something. And the question comes back that you never could have expected. When I told him about that story about the monkey who'd run away because he had an argument with his father, he said, what was it about? No one in the world thinks that. No one in the world would ask that question.
The leech thing. Do you know how you said, show the leech the way to its bit of food, whatever it's eating or whatever, in the maze, right?
Yeah.
It makes its way, right? It eats the cheese or whatever.
Blood,
right? And then you give it.
Everything's a cartoon, Carl, as well, isn't it? Everything is a cartoon.
It's a leech with a little hat and a little baby bell at one end.
But what happens if you got another one and move the bit of blood?
Yeah.
Right? So feed those two leeches to one. Then what? So is it going to get confused or do you know what I mean? Which way will it go if it's eaten two leeches?
Yeah.
That have done two different ways.
Yeah.
Is it sort of stressed out?
No! I don't know. It probably knows both routes. It probably goes, well, there's one over here. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's one over here as well. Mm-hmm. I'm happy. I've had two for the price of one.
Right,
and,
okay.
And I'm full of leeches.
Then what's the best that can happen for that?
What are you talking about? What do you want
out
of me?
I'm just saying if by doing that, they can go, right, we can do this. We're humans.
What do you mean? What do you mean in the name of Christ?
What do you mean?
All I'm saying is, what's the point in doing it?
Think, what do you mean?
If you could do it with humans, I'd say.
But what? Right, Carl, think about what you're saying, man.
Yeah, I'm saying.
If you could do it with humans, do what with humans?
Say if Einstein, right, didn't do all that maths that he did, right? Say if he got to E equals and then he died. Squash his brain, give it to someone else, say, right, eat that. And they go, right, it's E equals MC squared, isn't it? What I'm saying is.
But they wouldn't. They'd go, E equals, oh. Wouldn't they? If it was chemical memory, they'd go, oh, E equals, oh, yeah, same as Einstein said. Yeah, I just ate his brain. What am I saying? What are you, what have you made? Carl, think what you're saying. It's unbelievable. The thing is, right, you, actually, you are what a scientist does. You just keep saying why, and what, and why, and what. But nothing's ever enough for you. Which is good. It's nice to have an insatiable-
I get annoyed with all the amount of time and effort that's put into stuff that's useless. What's the next stage to squashing that leech? If it's not going anywhere, forget it, work on something else. It's the same way in some science magazine I was reading about, is there anything smaller than a quantum electron or something?
Yeah.
It's like, if it's not getting in the way, don't worry about it. Why are they worrying about things we can't see?
If you blended up Carl's brain and fed it to someone, would it make any difference?
No, they wouldn't even notice, would they? You fed it to a leech, and the leech would go, oh, I don't know what I was doing. I don't know what. Where was I going?
I'm even more confused.
I don't know. Talking of leeches, did you see the dregs that they put into Big Brother last night?
I've not been watching it.
It's bad enough anyway. It's a house full of people you wouldn't cross the road to save, right?
Yeah.
But there's three, they've put in three more to spice up a little bit. They've put in a low esteem model.
Sure.
Right? They've put in Mr. Bean, who is the whitest man I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like a new race.
Yeah.
He's nearly see-through. And this thing that looks like Matt Lucas in a bikini.
Wow.
Unbelievable. The fat things on her back, I thought she was coming towards me.
Really?
It was unbelievable. And the first thing she said, she went in, she looked in the mirror, adjusted herself and went, oh, me minge!
That's
the level.
Do these people have relatives? Is there anyone in the world who knows them, claims to be a friend of theirs?
Family. Families.
Do they have family there, or are the family just moved away?
No, they're probably, their family are probably quite proud of them. Because they're on the telly. Ugh. It's probably like, saw your daughter last night saying, all we minge on the telly. Yes, she was on the telly, wasn't she? Yes, she was on the telly. What about the bit about all we minge? She got one out immediately, lobbed it out. It's unbelievable. It looks like an experiment.
I can't watch it anymore. It's just too much now. Because I can't relate to those people in the world. Like, in the first series, I always remember, it seemed like a genuine social experiment.
Yeah, exactly.
There was intrigue, there was drama.
Yeah.
It was genuinely great, hypnotic television.
Now it's like putting ants in a jar and shaking it.
I don't know what's going on. But even that, I couldn't watch that once a night, every week.
No, I know.
It's just...
It is unbelievable that what people are willing to do now on the title. Because they've just put in people... I mean, it's unbelievable. It really is. You don't care about anyone. But I suppose what's good is that I think you watch it now because you want one of them to fall over and hurt themselves.
Yeah, or just choke on a chicken bone. And no one else in the house knows the Heimlich manoeuvre.
That's a good idea, isn't it?
Yeah, feed them more chicken. Send in more roast chicken. So we've got a wonderful celebration for you.
Senses by Feeder on XFM. Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington.
Right.
All right. How are you doing, Carl?
I'm all right, yeah.
Another holiday?
Well, it wasn't a holiday.
What's that? You had 5 days off work. Why isn't it a holiday? You had 5 days not working for a living. You know how many days holiday gets a year now? 29.
Ugh. That's more than teachers, isn't it?
It makes me sick. It makes me sick.
Well, I know the kind of hours you work, Rick. It's mad. I mean, if you're not in work by midday, you're furious.
No, but I mean, I'm always...
29's normal. For the normal working person.
Yeah, but, you know...
And anyway, it wasn't a proper holiday. I went to see my mum and dad. It's nice to see them and everything, but it's not holiday, is it?
Why?
It's not going away. It's not getting on a plane, is it? Going away.
Oh, is that definitely a holiday? What happened before 1950?
I don't know.
We used to go... Yeah, exactly. We used to go to Blackpool, Brighton. That was holiday.
Yeah, but I didn't
Where did you go?
Into Wales.
There you go. Lovely holiday. Lovely holiday. Have a holiday in Wales. That's what they say, innit? Come to Wales and have a holiday. That's what they say, innit? Don't so, come to Wales and meet your parents. Come to Wales and have a lovely holiday.
Mm. Well, anyway, it was good and that. It's always good to see him.
Yeah.
But,
week off work.
Do you know, like, my mum likes gnomes and stuff?
Yeah.
Right,
of course she does. She's lived with one for 30 years.
She said, you know, get your dad to take us to this park where they've got, like, you know, 6 foot gnomes and stuff, right? Have a walk about.
That sounds like a nightmare. Yeah. Sounds like a living nightmare.
Keep an eye on Carl.
So anyway.
He stood still for 2 minutes, someone bought him.
No, you can't buy him and that. It's like a little exhibition thing, yeah. Right? And it's part of a hall, right? This big hall that you have to pay to get in, but we didn't want to see the hall, I just wanted to see the gnomes.
Of course
right?
You did, yeah.
So, so anyway, my dad says, yeah, well, we can get in there for free.
Of course he did, clever.
Right? So, we parked up on this little country lane, right? No one about, we walked
down. How much
down.
Did it go in, like 2 quid?
About 3 quid each.
Yeah.
But he said, well, yeah, but if you don't have to pay, do you know what I mean, you enjoy it even more, don't you, when you're walking about and you're thinking, I've got this 3 quid in my pocket, no one's having it.
Yeah. Right? No, looking over, sorry, for a bloke with a peak hat saying, can I see your ticket, please? I wouldn't enjoy it more, no. Go on.
Yeah, but you don't worry about it, do
you? You've got a bit of money now then, Rick. You know, that, you've changed.
So anyway, yeah. So we had to walk across about 4 fields.
For 3 quid!
Right. And, what happened was, we're walking through all these fields and what have you, big grass and muddy bits and all that, cause it'd been raining, and climbing over fences and stuff. And we're in this field, right, and I look to me right, and there's about 30 cows all staring at us, right? And Suzanne started to panic a bit. She said, this isn't, we shouldn't be here. Dad says, of course we can, we're allowed to go wherever we want, you know, all this land, it's, you know, it's rambler's rights and all that stuff.
Yeah. And take a cow if you want,
so,
unattended.
So
it's right for leaving him in a field unattended, I'm having one.
Yeah.
And so keep us fed for a week.
Anyway, these cows start surrounding us.
Surrounding us?
And,
oh, brilliant!
Oh, no.
Face off!
And Suzanne's panicking, going, this isn't right, he's gonna, we're not gonna make it to the fence in time. They're moving faster than us, and he started sort of running a bit.
Wow.
And,
it's like some kind of bovine West Side Story.
Don't.
A gang of cows coming at you.
Don't worry about it and stuff. But, my dad had to sort of stand there and, like, wave a stick at him.
Of course.
And we got away, but Suzanne was, like, having a bit of a sweat
you
on.
You got away.
And saying, you know, we could have got killed.
Sure.
And my dad saying, nah, it never happens. And I just wondered if it does, if there's a risk of.
Yeah, it is rare, but, there's been a couple of cases of being trampled by cows. They're not aggressive, they sort of run through you. Well, they're aggressive if they've got a calf.
What? You had kids with them.
Kids, yeah. That's a goat you're thinking of. Yeah.
Maybe they were trying to sneak into the gnome thing, and they were worried that, like, if too many people did it, like, they bought some cows, we can just sneak in where cows, yeah. No one's expecting cows.
And the cows were going, walk upright like you're human. Don't walk upright.
They thought you'd blow their cover.
Yeah. Yeah, people have been killed by cows before.
That was like the highlight, and then,
so when you arrived there, you were presumably covered in mud, looking like something that had just come from Glastonbury, staggering around this exhibition.
It wasn't that bad, it was just like a woods, and it had like a funny sort of funeral like a graveyard thing.
Right.
Mm.
With bodies sort of hanging out the ground in that, and,
really?
Yeah, these 6 foot gnomes.
Right.
And then we just set off again, walked back.
But we're sure this wasn't a dream?
No, it was good, it was good. But then I got back, right, Steve, and, called up Ricky, I said, right, you know, are you about? Have a chat and that. So he said, oh, just come round, it's a nice day. Have a drink and what have you. So I got round there at about 6:30, right? Go up to his door, knock on his door, right? He stood there with his tackle out.
Oh. Yeah, what did you make of that? What was wrong with that?
What do you mean, what's wrong with that?
Why were you looking at it? Why were you looking at it?
I tried not to look at it. But, again, you're always sort of attracted to it, aren't you? Kind of like...
I've never been attracted to another man's tackle. I don't know what you mean.
You can't help but have a little sly look. Well, especially when it's there. When you ring the bell, and I mean the one on the door, right? And that's hanging out.
And does he dress to the left or the right?
It was to the left, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was left, yeah. Just popped it out of my shorts for him. Just popped him out of the shorts.
Should have seen the state of him. Shorts on, no top, cigar. Looked like someone out of The Sopranos. It was a mess.
Yeah. And then, we sat on the balcony drinking wine, didn't we?
Did you pop it back in, or was it?
Yeah, I popped it straight back in. I've got the laugh.
Sure.
I've got the laugh I wanted.
Yeah.
He walked in. He went, "It's not that hot." Straight away, it's not that hot. Oh, brilliant! Then, was that knob news, or is there more?
No, it's got more knob news.
That's just a taster.
Just a taster.
Listen, let's play some average. Let's play some great music, and maybe we should have some early knob news.
Early knob news coming up.
Once this big dog chased me.
Landed by Ben Folds on XFM. I'm Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington.
We've had a couple of emails, Rick, saying that there have been reports of people actually being killed by caves.
Yeah.
So it is actually quite a lucky escape for Carl and his family.
The worrying thing about that is it's tragic, and anyone dying unexpectedly, it's terrible. But what makes it worse is when it's something like being killed by cows, because there's a slight, I mean, a slight humour aspect.
Yeah.
Are you killed by a cow?
Yeah.
You know, like, for example, if you were killed by a falling safe.
Yeah.
The vicar might laugh.
Yes.
That's my worry.
Yeah. Well, I read a story in the paper of a man who, fell out of a window and died. He fell out of, like, he was, like, a third-story window and he fell out. But it was slightly amusing because at the time he was mooning.
I know.
For a laugh, he was mooning someone and he fell out.
I know.
So when he fell, like, even though it was tragic, he obviously had his trousers around his ankles and his arse out.
I know, the thing, there was a kid who died, got hit by a truck mooning. But you know, the worst thing about that is, it's not funny enough to be killed for.
No.
Mooning isn't funny enough.
No, it's just not a good enough gag.
Do you know what I mean? It's a witless sort of thing to do, and then to be killed for it.
If you've just done a 2-hour impromptu Eddie Izzard style, you know, routine, and then you got tragically killed, that would sort of make sense.
But doing something that's
it's almost karmic, because it's such a bad joke.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's like in some weird universal karmic way. It's like, if you hadn't been mooning, maybe you wouldn't have got killed.
I know.
If you hadn't done such a lame joke, maybe you'd be okay.
Yeah, but that's it.
You don't want to be walking along, you know, you don't want to be walking through the garden and stand on a rake and it flips up.
And it hits you so hard.
And it's like a boing noise, is it?
Yeah, and it hits you so hard that it kills you.
It kills you, yeah. Or you fall out of a window and a cactus goes up your bum.
You're killed by a cactus up the arse. You're at a concert and a fat woman stage dives.
Yeah.
And she just squashes you. How did he die? He was squashed by a big hefty.
Mama Cass just jumped on him.
Just big fat woman squashed him to death.
Yeah.
So you are. Tell you what though, right, talking about fat women.
Go on.
I'm not having a go, but did you see Michelle McManus on,
Man Alive? Yeah. You are what you eat. What is she eating? Girls Aloud? Out. It was unbelievable.
No, but to be fair, you know, she didn't-
Did you see her in her bikini one?
Yeah, well, yes, but she was always a little bit-
Yeah, but do you mean a little bit?
Well, no, she eats too much, right? But what I did like about it was that she had a go, you know? She did lose
her- hard and that, yeah.
Huh?
I quite liked her at the end of it, really.
Yeah,
she's not an unpleasant woman. She's a lovely woman. But, I mean, like I said before, there was that interview in Heat magazine where she- You know, I tend to eat 11 packets of Doritos a night.
Yeah.
11 pa- I mean-
Yeah.
Come on, Michelle. Yeah.
That's too much, isn't it?
Unless you're trying to win some kind of competition, like trying to find some kind of, you know, a golden ticket in one of the packets, there's no excuse.
What could you possibly be trying to win to eat those every day?
But she's not, it wasn't her who annoys me, it's that doctor in it, that woman, she does me head in.
Yeah.
I can't be doing with her the way,
Well, she's not actually officially a doctor, is she?
No, and her bedside manner's not very good either.
No,
it's like the fear tactic that I think you want a little bit of.
And what does she look like? I mean, she doesn't look like the sort of peak of health. She's got that weird sort of witch-like chrome face.
Well, it can't be good for you hanging about all that poo all the time. She's always delving into that every day. I used to be told, you know, don't mess about with dog poo because it can make you go blind.
Yeah.
It's constantly at it.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
You're inching through it. And it annoys me the way it's like. You know, well, let's have a look at your poo, let's see if you're eating the wrong types of food. The person's about 33 stone.
Yeah.
It's obvious.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't need to look at that. It just wind. And I'll tell you the thing that, I mean, I've never had it done anyway, right? But the colonic thing.
Did Michelle have that? I didn't see it.
Yeah, she had that done. And they're showing it, she sat there, sort of lying down. She's like, oh. But I don't understand why people have that done anyway, unless you are sort of bunged up.
Yeah, or you've got a cactus up there.
Or
Yeah.
But the other thing is, like, the way, like, it's a clear tube. Why do you need to, you know what I mean? Why do you need to see what's whizzing past? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like some sort of generation game. You've got to, yeah. You've got to remember what's going
past.
Everything,
then you win a prize.
Yeah. Why can't they just look at it in the bucket after and go, right, yeah.
Well, why look at it at all? Why do you need to look at it?
Well, it's-
out of interest, isn't it?
See what's come out, I don't know.
So yeah, that's where that went. No, that's where I've been looking for that. Remote control.
How does it work? I don't want to go into graphic detail, but they just send water up there, don't
no,
they?
No, caffeine.
Caffeine?
Yeah, so it's like a big- it's like a gallon of coffee.
Wow.
It goes up there, and it wants to come out immediately, obviously. And then it percolates.
But when did that happen? How did someone sort of go, tell you what you want to do?
I think it was on first invented on distraction. To win a car. I don't know, do I? I suppose they just want, they thought there's stuff up there that's not coming out. It's for, you know, they find things up there.
Though, isn't it?
They did that thing that they find things up there that they swallowed when they were five and that, don't they?
Lego bricks and stuff.
Exactly, yeah, marbles. But I mean, meats and things can stay in there for, you know, it gets caught in a little, you know, a little recess in your 30 foot of tubing. And, it doesn't come out.
Talking of meats, I saw an advert on the way in today. Question to both of you. Who eats pepperami?
I don't know.
Have you ever eaten a pepperami?
It's disgusting.
I've never seen anyone eating a pepperami, buying one. I've never heard anyone say, delicious pepperami earlier. I don't associate it
but, no, but
with I've, anyone. I've never seen anyone
when
eat
you
one.
Think what is it, just sort of like, curdled, salty. It's sort of like, oh, do you want to try a big long blood bogey?
Yeah.
I won't, no. It lasts forever. Oh, that's scary then.
Yeah.
You just keep it. It's like keep it under your couch. It'll be just as nice in a year's time.
It does look like something you'd find down the back of the oven when you were cleaning out. One of those Gordon Ramsay documentaries.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But, because it's like, I always associate, it's pepperamis and it's the, those nutrition drinks, which are like it looks like a dog food tin. I think it's just called something like nutrition or nutri drink or something.
Oh, yeah.
And you always see some empty ones on a brick wall near a council estate.
Oh, right.
Which I think the only people who eat them are homeless people.
Oh, really? I thought you were saying it's bodybuilders.
No, it's because you buy these, you can see them in regular news agents. It's not a bodybuilder.
I don't believe a homeless who's just got a quid from the guest who runs in and buys an isotonic nutrient drink.
No, it's not isotonic. No, I think it's basically, if you don't want to eat a meal because you're too high on smack, it'll give you as much as you can possibly need just to keep you alive until your next hit.
And tell me, Steve, does the Special Brew do that? Or am I barking up the wrong tree with that?
I don't know.
They seem to be getting a lot of nutrition from Special Brew.
The people who make Special Brew now, they've just resigned to the fact that it's only homeless people who are drinking it. It's like, well, we may as well just market it chiefly at them.
What's the advertising? Takes the edge off when you can't find smack.
Yeah. Are you trying to sleep on Tottenham Court Road?
Oh, God!
New Order, World, XFM 104.9, with Gervais Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington, and it's Knob News time. We're all very excited. Now, last week's Knob News was what, Carl? Do you remember it was a man?
Who grew a knob on his arm.
Sure.
No, he didn't grow it there, did he? They put it there.
Well, I know that, but, yeah.
Just popped it on his arm.
Yeah. Let's just recap of the week's news. Right now it's the headlines.
Well, we talked about it before. Do you know the little mouse that had an ear on its back?
Yeah, sure.
Right. Well, you thought he had a bad time, right? Listen to this one. Mouse walking about, with us sort of wearing a monkey's testicle. They're just having a laugh. This is what I mean about a lot of scientists. What are they doing? When's that going to come in handy?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, they were seeing if, you know, say if a fella loses one, right?
Yeah.
Hitler or whatever. And they go, well, don't worry about it, we can sort you out. I don't know what the monkey's gonna do. Not if they keep passing them on or whatever. But the actual monkey testicle was put on the mouse. And it worked. It worked for the mouse.
But isn't it, I mean, isn't a monkey's testicle quite large in relation to a mouse? Would it not look like the mouse was on a space hopper or something?
Oh yeah, it didn't look good.
Well, right, they didn't put it where its testicles would be.
No, they did.
But it put it- well, how could it walk then? The ear was on his back, so he could just get about.
Well, I don't know, but-
well, you don't know, do you? You just guessed. Did they grow the monkey's testicles where the mouse testicles would-
well, they looked stupid anywhere else, though, wouldn't it?
Oh, whereas a mouse with monkey testicles, that's fine.
Oh, you'd be showing off. You'd be all right. I'd prefer that than the ear.
When that mouse gets put back in with the other mice, do the other mice go, George, you look different. Have you had anything done?
But the weird thing is, as well, apparently it still works as a monkey.
What?
So like
what are you talking about?
Like the sperm and that was, it was still sort of monkey.
Of course it was. What are you talking about?
But that's weird.
But what are you, Carl? What do you, it's only a thing to give it nutrients. That's all the thing they're testing. It's like grafting at that level. Right. What's your question? Because I'm right. What do you think it would change eventually? It would have changed into a mouse testicle because it had been hanging round a mouse for so long.
No, I thought the actual sperm of it though would be a mouse's.
Why?
Because it's hanging off a mouse.
No, but your sperm is actually created in the testicles.
So
that's why it has to be outside your body. Otherwise, we put them in a nice little cage.
I'm guessing then that they've done this operation so that they can do it to humans. Yeah. Why would I want a monkey testicle if my kids are going to be monkeys? What use is it?
No, think. That's not no.
That's going to happen anyway, Carl.
Yeah, but think. Think of what you're saying. They've grown a monkey testicle on a mouse to see if it would still function as a monkey's testicle, okay? So they can do that to humans. So think, Carl, what they'd do is they'd grow a human testicle on a mouse and it could still be used as a human testicle.
So what?
To give you a testicle that you've lost.
From a mouse?
No, from another person who it was kept alive on a mouse. Because it's kept the nutrients alive, as opposed to keeping it in a deep freeze. Maybe bollocks go off after a week. I don't know. Maybe they get accidents. Can you, he had a little a card. Do you donate your testicles yet? I'll tell you what. No one needs testicles yet. Let's keep them on a mouse. You have yours ripped off in some sort of bizarre skiing accident. You go, well, you go to Battersea Dog Town. You pick the ones you want. They can grow them on anything. They can grow them on adaptation. Bulldogs are growing them usually, that's where you see a bulldog, usually that's waiting for an operator. What don't you understand, Carl?
Hang on a minute, I thought this was knob news, not well, testicle time, I don't understand why.
Yeah, testicle time's not for another 10 minutes.
Yeah.
No, it's all sort of it linked and that though, isn't it?
Well,
Sometimes it's linked to a mouse.
But do you, I mean, what do you think about, like, I don't know, testing stuff out like that? Is it worth it? Could you not just go straight from-
But listen, Carl, I'm getting this information from you.
No, it's
if this
it's
was
right.
on Question Time and someone said, there were, you know, Dimbleby and Paxman or whoever said it, I'd think about it as a moral dilemma. You've just said you saw a mouse with a monkey testicle, what do you think of that? I don't think any of it. I don't think anything of it is the answer, Carl, because I can't trust the info. I cannot trust anything that comes out of your mouth.
Well, it's true, but it's just all this, it's the same thing, isn't it? It's the leeches in a blender, it's the fella looking at an electron.
Yeah.
It's the mouse with an ear on its back.
Yeah.
I don't know what the point is.
But you don't read on. Because I've seen you read somewhere and you're going, look at that, man survives on eating knee. And I go, what else? You go, I didn't read on.
You look at the mouse with the ear on the back and you just think, that must be murder at a concert. You don't think. You don't think.
No,
anything
I just
else.
Think.
Don't
is,
read
it,
all.
Is it worth sort of wasting?
You
all
think?
The...
You think he swallowed someone's ear? He gnawed it away and swallowed it, and it's just in his system.
Yeah.
No, I just get a bit sad about the mice. And
I agree. I mean, that is sad. Yeah. I mean, of course, anything like that is awful.
But saying that, I remember ages ago they have a load of people on Oxford Street. Don't know if you've seen them where they get you to sign stuff.
Yeah.
And the woman got annoyed with me, right, because she was saying about, you know, drugs with animals, testing them out and stuff like that, which is bad.
Yeah.
But, and I was saying, yeah, it's really bad, and I was looking at the pictures and that. But I said, what would happen, you know, if like, the drugs, aspirin, and the monkey's got headache, is it such a bad thing? She got annoyed, didn't want to listen anymore. It's a good point, though, isn't it? At what point is it cruel to test stuff out and things?
Yeah.
Give it some Nurofen. It's happy.
Yeah, well, I bet that ear, I bet that mouse had, headache. Because everything must have been loud. The other, just did the other mice squeaking, must have done its head in.
Yeah.
Oh, that would give
turn
him a
Nurofen. Turn that radio down.
Give him a Nurofen, please.
But listen, are we going to get, Rockbusters out of the way quickly?
Go on then, quickly. Let's do it then.
Give us a clue. It's not going to take long, is it?
Go on.
Right then. So, three clues and that. Initials of a band and artist.
Yeah.
You can win some stuff. Steve can go through the
Ladder 49 better be in there.
Oh, let me
just quickly,
it's Ladder 49.
You get on with those clues and I'll tell you what's happening.
And this is the last time. The winner of this.
No, we'll do it again next week.
Oh, is it? And then there'll be six people and we just draw someone out of a hat to win the signed Homer, the, Nigel Tufnell, and the Us as Flannimals.
Right, you're ready then.
But they've got great prizes. They've got Alias, they've got
They've got Alias, they've got The Aviator, Batman cartoon series, M. Night Shyamalan's The Village, atrocious film, and Ladder 49, there it is.
Brilliant, in there.
Joaquin Phoenix, John Travolta. Their greatest challenge lies in rescuing one of their own.
Brilliant. Right. Go on, Carl.
Right, the first one then. When I'm ill, I throw up horse food. When I'm ill, I throw up horse food. How can that work? What's going on there? The initials there. I-H, right? It's a band or an artist, a singer, something like that. I-H, they're the initials, the clue.
I've got it.
When I'm ill, I throw up horse food, right?
I've got it.
Right then, well, don't say anything. Works, doesn't it?
No.
Mm. Second one, that garden tool, it's not yours, what are you doing with it? Right?
Yeah.
That garden tool you're messing about with there, it's not yours.
Yeah.
Give it back. Right?
What's that?
N-D. N-D. Right. Artist or a band. What's going on there, right? Third one. That male sheep sounds fed up. Why is he fed up? Right. T-R. T-R's the initials. That male sheep sounds fed up. What's going on? If you know the answers to them three, email in, ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk, or you can text in 83XFM. Right?
Great prizes. You can win yourself a copy of Ladder 49.
Foo Fighters, Best of You on XFM 24.9. All right, Carl, you calm down now about science.
I'm just, it just does me head in a lot of this stuff. I think I would have been better off sort of growing up in the 1940s or something.
Why?
Well, there isn't as much science going on. People just live, didn't they, for the moment.
So
you know what I mean?
Well, but what if you'd had to go to war?
What?
What
right,
if you'd
maybe 1945, then I'd be happier. Just after the war. Just that bit after the war and before they start
what age? What year would you want to be born?
When was the war over?
45.
Right. 46, then.
But there's be rationing. There's rationing for another 10 years.
56, then.
But there's a lot of science going on.
Oh,
in 56.
Forget it. it just annoys me, all the messing about. They're always messing about with stuff, and I sometimes think, is it doing any good, is what I mean. Mouse with ears, mouse with monkey's testicles. They're messing about with a mammoth now.
Go on.
Well, they're just saying, well, they're managing to knock one together.
Who are?
And you just think, some scientist somewhere.
Andy.
No, but it's just, do we need, I mean, we've done it before about the do we need them thing. The amount of creatures and insects and that are knocking about. You've got that caterpillar that I mentioned walking about, it doesn't know where it's going. Get rid of them. The mammoth. The world's busy enough, it's crowded, it's overcrowded now. How much room are they going to take up? Do you know what I mean?
Why are they doing it, Carl? Do you know? All you know is they're trying
because,
to muck around with
because they
mammoth.
Can, because that's all it is, isn't it? Because they can. You're messing about, someone's being paid to do stuff.
What else are we here for? If not to try stuff out. What else are we here for?
What do you mean?
Well, what are we here for?
Just to enjoy life, isn't it?
Well, that's like some scientists enjoy knocking a mammoth together.
No, but don't worry about the mammoth. It died out. Maybe it died out for a reason. Why didn't Noah say that if it was important?
Because Noah, that's not. What do you mean? Noah's not true, is it?
Well, I don't know, there might have been some truth in it.
What truth in it? That he put two of every animal that existed into an ark. How big was this then? Why didn't they eat each other?
Yeah, I know, I'm not saying-
Imagine the noise, Carl.
Yeah.
No, trying to get a bit of kip there.
There's points to that where I go, that didn't happen, because where could he have been where there was a hamster and an elephant and a, you know, a crocodile? Where was he? Do you know what I mean?
But none of it's true. What bit do you believe?
What do you mean?
It got a bit wet.
What are we talking about? The mammoth or the-
No. What is up with you?
No, it's just that we had a lot-
No, seriously, have you got brain damage?
No, it's just that we had a lot of topics going on there. I just don't know which-
we were talking about Noah. And then you suddenly go, I know where did we- What, the mammoth or Noah? What? What is it? None of it's true. What- think of it. Oh, God. Think of the first thing. Build an ark. Alright.
Can I just clarify, what's an ark?
It's a big boat thing.
Right. I've never had any experience of carpentry.
Just build a big boat thing.
But I don't make-
Just have a go, don't worry, you'll be alright, I'll make sure it's alright.
But once I've built that, I mean, how big should I build it? What am I-
Very big, needs every animal, two of every animal. Every animal.
I mean, the boat building, fair enough.
I told you to make it big.
Right.
Don't worry about the fish, they can swim.
Okay, but so-
All the birds. Get the flightless ones, though. They're drown. Get the flightless ones. They would- not the penguins. They're flightless, but they can swim. But all other animals-
I should be writing this down.
why, I mean, wouldn't you have took that opportunity to go, right, you know, forget the, you know, whatever. Mind you, the jellyfish didn't need to get in it, did it? But there's other animals where you can-
We don't need to be here.
No.
Because Carl is actually having a little argument with his own head. It's like, you remember that comic strip, the numbskulls?
Yeah.
Where there's loads of people in there doing different stuff, that he can hear them.
Yeah.
And sometimes his own mind puts him off.
Yeah.
Like just then, he has an argument with himself and it puts him off. Right, what's your question?
I'm just saying, don't mess about with a mammoth.
Whoa!
Good,
okay.
Well, what a platform, it's good, you know, we've got our radio show, we've got our own radio show, people are spending money to advertise it, people are actually bothering to listen, and you've- the words of wisdom coming out of your mouth is don't mess around with a mammoth.
Brilliant.
Great.
No, but, just going back to-
You sound just like Bob Geldof.
Oh, I can't be bothered with this.
He's trying to say-
What can't you be bothered with?
Just because I think I've got a good point.
What? Don't mess around with a mammoth?
That's not a point.
Don't put your daughter on the stage, Missing Roy. Well, what are you talking about?
It's just that I think there's too many animals knocking about. I mean, I know you love your cat and what have you. Waste of time, though. What do they do?
Well, they frighten you.
Well, yours is mental, though, isn't it?
He's sitting there, and the cat right behind him, and I think he shut himself.
Well, your cat is crazy. It does go through. It loves. Because it's got claws, big old claws.
Of course they have. It's a cat.
Yeah, but no, most cats don't come leaping at your ghoulies every time you sit down with a lovely warm hot cup of tea.
Aren't they pointless, though, Steve?
Well, I've always had a problem with pets, generally, the only
But cats the most. I was saying to Ricky about, I don't know why, out of all the animals that Dick Whittington could have took with him on his journey.
Again!
Yeah, forget the cat. Forget it.
Okay, you've got to walk to London because the streets are paved with gold. You can take any animal. What do you take?
It wouldn't be a cat because it would keep wandering off. You do double the distance. Try to get it back. Come here. They don't listen to you. I can't be dealing with them.
I agree that you don't get enough affection back from a cat. A dog, it loves you, it can't get enough of you. But cats, they're very snooty.
Well, they're cool, aren't they, cats? They're cool, independent. I like dogs as well, I like all animals. What would you take with you?
What, if I was Dick Whittington?
Yeah.
And where's he walking from?
I don't know, wasn't it Bristol to London or something? I don't know. Again, it's a bit hazy. This isn't well documented.
But why is he taking a pet and not a mate who... I'm not interested. I try and learn and you don't help.
That's a track from the new Amy Mann album, The Forgotten Arm. It's called She Really Wants You. XFM 104.9, Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant. Talking about technology. Sometimes being a waste of time.
Mm.
Yeah. You know, when you came round the other night, before you came round, I'm sitting there, just at the computer. It's a hot day, wasn't it? As you know, I was in my shorts. I was tucked in. I didn't get them out till you came round. Just running my business. Jane got some wax strips, and she went, oh, let me just do your back. I went, no. Right? I haven't got a hairy back. I've got a couple of wispy hairs on my shoulders, probably about 20 either side. No, don't worry about. It's not like I look one of those people that's like a gorilla on the beach.
I assume your back looks a little bit like Carl's head.
Exactly, yeah. And she went, oh, let me just do this. I went, no, she put it on my back, and she ripped it off. I went, forget it. She went, I've got to do the other side now. I said, forget it. Oh God. I let her do the other side. It's ridiculous. It's so painful. And I've hardly got any hairs on the back, right? So, it made me think of something that I'd heard about. There's a thing that you can do, and I don't know why, for people with really hairy backs and people who are hairy all over, okay, called back crack and sack. They do your back, and there's, you know, there's some people that do look like little monkeys.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They do your back, they do your ass crack, and they do your balls.
Oh.
In that order.
Again! Always a question that doesn't matter.
No, it does, because what I'm saying is it done from the top all the way down?
It's not done in one! What do you think? This is huge 30-foot band-aid type thing that you're wrapped in and then pulled. It's done a little bit at a time, isn't it?
Right, well, again, it still matters which order. Because if it hurts your back, it's definitely going to hurt the sack. That's what I'm saying. I think, what is it called? Back,
crack and sack.
Or sack, crack and back?
No, it's called back, crack. I don't know. It's probably a marketing person said we've got to be in order.
You could probably choose which order you want them in, Carl.
It's back, crack and sack.
It should be sack. Sack, crack, back. Definitely. It should be sold like that.
Why?
Because like I say, if you're lying there, look, you've had half of your back done. If you went, oh, forget it, right, there is no way you're going to have the sack done. Is it?
No. I wouldn't have the crack and sack done anyway.
I don't know why people
I'm not
going to
have a back done. It doesn't need doing.
Where are people going where they've got to worry about the condition of the sack? At what event do you go to and you go, well, I've got to look sharp. I've got to look the part today.
I don't know. The sack done. Nudists?
No, because they're about being natural and that, isn't it? Normally they are airy, like that woman on holiday.
Yeah, the women are, the men aren't. No, I don't know.
Yeah, they all are sort of pretty airy. They believe in just leaving the body as it is.
I think little gay fellas like love it, don't they?
Why are you looking at me? I don't know.
I don't know. You're a little gay fella and you've had it done.
Yeah,
technically. Just text in. What's the text thing?
83XFM. Just text in. You know, tell us what. I don't know. Do we need? Is there any information that we're missing? Is it painful? I assume so.
Of course it is.
Why did you get it done? That's the question. Why did you get it done?
Yeah.
Why is it important to have a hairless arse? XFM. Touring breaks on XFM. Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington. Carl, are we doing your story with a song?
Is that what you want to do?
Yeah.
Well,
excited about it.
Like last, what was it the other week? We did
Babushka.
Did Babushka?
Yeah. Pinball Wizard. You said if he's deaf, dumb, and blind, he doesn't even know he's playing pinball, which is.
I just said don't go putting money in it. That's all I'm saying. Let him play pinball, but don't waste 20p or whatever. Good point. This week, right, do you know how I was saying-
It is a good point, actually.
It is a good point.
Again, though, it wasn't a documentary. It was what? Just- it's not- didn't really happen.
Yeah, well, do you know how I was saying sometimes I listen to song- I like a song to be obvious what it's saying. Pinball Wizard was a good story.
You need a song to be obvious.
In the ghetto, you know, it's a kid growing up and all that rough area, gets killed for nicking cars and messing with guns and that. Living in the city, growing up in New York, rough area, how you cope with it and that, right?
Mm.
But they've got to be as simple as that, otherwise I'm not that
I've got a brand new combine harvester,
yeah,
it's about that machine, it's brand new,
yeah.
But,
even though it's new, he's willing to lend it out to other people.
No, but what I mean is, if you start trying to be clever, the story's lost on you, innit?
Yeah.
Not necessarily me or Rick, but yeah, sure.
Go on, we know what you mean. Go on.
On primates, yeah.
Well, this song here, right, it's not an XFM song, and you'll probably hate the song, to be honest.
Go on, what is it?
What's the song?
Yeah.
It's Wonderful Tonight. Right? Eric Clapton.
Okay, it's alright.
It's a sort of bluesy
ballad from the late 70s. Yeah, it's alright.
But I'm always arguing with Suzanne, because every time I hear it, I'm getting different pictures in my head.
Yeah.
Of, like, what's going on, right?
Okay.
And I'm convinced it's about, like, this little cripple fella in a wheelchair, right? And he's knocking about with his wife.
Mm. And we don't say cripple anymore, do we, Steve? Do we say cripple?
I don't think we've said that since,
70s?
I think this is 70s when we stopped.
Alright, little, just a little fella in a wheelchair then.
Okay.
And the story is all sort of, you know, how he's being pushed about by his
Again,
his wife.
No, that's not literally.
By his wife, she's wheeling him about, what do you mean?
He's wheeling him about, they go to a party, everyone sort of looks round and looks at him.
What makes you think that he's in a wheelchair? What's the clues? What's the words?
There's loads of little things. There's like I say, something about his wife walking around with me and all that. Well, of course she is, she's pushing him about.
But, walking around, if someone said, oh, she was walking around with me, I'd think they were both walking around.
There's a few.
But that's not a girl. Well, there must be a reason why you suddenly thought that fella's in a wheelchair.
Right. Is my wife's walking around with me.
Put on your makeup. And I feel alright.
No, and she's always saying, do you feel alright? And that she's always asking him how he is.
Yeah, but she's
just listen. Let me play it, right? And try and picture the scene, right?
But now I'm only thinking of a little fella in a wheelchair.
Have a listen to it. And you know, just everything that's being said.
Okay.
Understand why I'm thinking what I'm thinking.
No, never.
Alright, you ready?
Yeah. No clue yet, yeah. She's wondering what
clothes to wear. He's just sat there watching, probably.
No. There's no makeup
and brushes a long hair. Wait until he's done. And then she asked
me, do I look alright? Nah. Yeah, no clue, okay.
No, just that's alright.
Right, that's just a woman getting ready and he's fine.
Yeah, he's just sat there and
he's got a great pair of legs.
Right, well, he's sat there in the wheelchair watching.
No, he's not in the wheelchair.
Listen. Go to a party. What?
Yeah.
Everyone turns to see. Everybody looks at him because
he's her. This beautiful lady. He's saying she turns head.
Walking around with him.
Yeah, walking around with me. We're both walking around. And then she asked
me, do you feel alright? Are you alright?
Yeah, it's a nice thing to say. And I say yes, I feel
wonderful tonight. He's alright, huh?
Yeah, he is alright, because he's got a great pair of legs.
Right, he might not have any legs in that, but he's happy.
He has got legs. Right. He has got legs. I don't know why you think he's in a wheelchair.
There's no clue whatsoever. It seems to be based solely on, do you feel alright?
Yeah,
which he's just saying say that because they're together at a party. Maybe he doesn't know anyone else there. It's time to go
home now. I've got an aching leg. So I give her the car keys. So he can't drive.
Because he's drunk, probably. Oh, he's had a great time. He's been dancing.
Puts him to bed.
Because he's drunk.
Well, is he, though? And then I tell
her, as I turn out the light. He's turned out the light.
His hands work. Is that it?
Yeah, there's no clue.
But the thing is, that's what I'm picturing.
But that doesn't mean it happened. You picture people that are half man, half moth. It doesn't mean it's possible. Do you know what I mean, Carl? What you think is usually not true. Suzanne is totally right. There is no reason. I have never, ever thought that Eric Clapton was singing about a little fella in a wheelchair. And the one clue in that. There's two, isn't it? Are you all right? Well, let me say that, little cripple. Right, and, so I'll give her the car keys. Oh, well, why's she driving? You ain't got any legs.
Pushing them around in that.
No, pushing around.
So we'll do one more next week, then.
Okay.
Jack Johnson on XFM. Carl.
Right.
Yeah, we were talking briefly earlier about something that you've been reading.
Well, it's just that you're always having a go at me saying, you know, you're never happy.
True.
You know, what cheers you up? What's the best thing that can happen for you and stuff like that, right?
Sorry, I have never said to you what's the best thing that can happen for you.
No, but
I'm
like
trying
Steve's,
to encourage you.
Steve's, oh yeah, and you have a bit. I've started reading more and doing more science stuff, even though some of it does me head in. Like I say, knowledge is almost annoying. Right, knowing about that mammoth is annoying.
Think about being a quote. Yeah. Think that if I have seen further, it's because I stood on the shoulder of giants. We will fight them on the beaches. E=mc². Knowledge is annoying.
Yeah,
that's an amazing one, Carl Pilkington, 2005.
No, but it can get you down, can't it? Knowing stuff that's going on.
Yeah, knowing stuff. But sometimes anyway. I don't want to have stuff in my head. When I read a horrible story or someone tells me, I wish I didn't know it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. But at the same time, there was something in the paper about things to do before you die. And it was just stuff that I sort of looked at. I thought, don't want to do that. Cross that off. Not bothering with that. At number one, you always know what's at number one. It's the same thing every time.
Swim with dolphins.
Yeah. Don't know why. Do you want to do that?
What's going on down there that it's so good? What do we not know about?
I mean, yeah, it'd be fun. I'd love to sort of encounter most animals, to be honest. I mean, there'd be a few animals on the top of the list. I'd rather hang out with a bunch of chimps.
I wonder if it's you're down there with dolphins and you're swimming with them and they click away, click.
And they tell you a secret.
You go into like a, they lead you into a cave, right? But down there, it's like being at like Rolling Stones house in the 1970s. It's
they're
like
smoking.
There's drink, there's women, yeah, there's Mars bars, there's like
they're eating tuna, they're loving tuna.
They're loving it, but they can speak, they go, oh, this clicking stuff, it's nonsense. We're in a wild time then, they go berserk, go crazy, it's 24 hours of non-stop debauchery.
I think it's spiritual.
But
isn't
never
it,
mention it to anyone else.
It's incredible because you know they're so intelligent and you know. Do you know about dolphins though, that how intelligent they are?
Well, people keep saying that, but what have they done? You know what I mean? Why? What's someone done that they've gone? This book. You know, I've read a book by a dolphin or whatever. What have they done that makes them so bright? It's the same way they go. You know, they look after you, they save you, and that. There's got to be one bad 'un in that bunch.
Of course they. Sorry, I wasn't suggesting they're all flipper. I'm not just they're constantly going round the oceans trying to save people.
No.
I mean they're intelligent, you know.
In what way?
What do you mean in what way?
Well,
what do you mean? Why do because
why
they pass
tests?
People keep
saying they're bright?
Because of the things they can achieve and learn.
Like
and,
what?
And well, they can tell shapes, objects, colours.
Mm.
Sorry, Carl. I mean they're no match for you. They're not as clever as you. They're way down this that. But it's all relative, isn't it? For a non-human, they're doing okay. They're up there with chimps, you know.
So what do you want to do before you die? Anything? Any achievements you want to have?
Well, if I'm ill, I'd prefer to go to the doctors than to go with the dolphins.
Yeah.
Why are you suddenly ill? It's not, they don't, when they say things to do before you die, they don't literally mean the sort of, the day before.
They mean
you croak
that you want to experience life. You can do it over the next 20 years.
Is that what you thought you meant? Like, literally
is that
the 24
what you
hours
meant?
Before
like
you
like a
die.
Priest there going, give me the lift. What is it, Grandad? Dolphins! You know, no fit state, Grandad. Get me in the water. Get me down to Brighton. What do you think that list means?
Well, yeah, that, you know, before you die.
You're incredible, Carl.
Amazing.
You're all this time.
The things to do before you die.
That's why he doesn't want to do any of them.
Didn't you think it was a bit extraordinary that you had to swim with dolphins and visit Disneyland and climb Mount Kilimanjaro all in the same afternoon?
That's why I said to you, I would be in no mood for a dip.
That's incredible! Always a new twist on things. Always a new twist on things.
But you say about travelling and that, you like travelling and stuff, but Why?
Because I've seen and experienced extraordinary things. You know, I went to Kenya once. I met a man who was a vigilante. He was cleaning up his neighbourhood because the police were too corrupt to do it. Carried a sword, and you know, he was extraordinary. Just he'd been attacked, but he didn't care. He fought them off. He was trying in this little slum area to try and instill some law and order. He had to arrest his brother-in-law once. It was a fascinating story, and he was an extraordinary man.
I went to Manchester and I saw two lads with big heads and webbed feet looking at a house. There was a horse in the living room. I mean,
that's
leave it then. Listen, I didn't realise it's like 7 minutes to, right?
Well, come on then.
Well, let's do Rockbusters.
Do Rockbusters. And you got Monkey News.
Well, we'll see if we've got time.
No, we got to do Monkey News.
Right, listen though, Justin, if he's out in the office.
Oh, look, just quick, do the right, Rockbusters listen, answers then.
Have you got a winner?
No, I don't even know the answers,
we'll pick one. All right, then, the first one.
All right,
I just got the plastic cut.
Right, the first one was, when I'm ill,
yeah,
I throw up horse food.
Right. Yeah.
That's the clue. The initials were IH.
I got this one. And that I must say.
That was I sick haze, because when you're ill, you're sick. What do horses eat? They eat hay. I sick haze. I sick haze is the answer. You got that. Second one, that garden tool. That garden tool you've got, it's not yours. What are you doing with it? Mm. Right? ND.
That was different.
That was a, what's a garden tool? A rake. Right? If it's not yours, what have you done? You've nicked it. You've nicked Drake. You've nicked that rake, Nick Drake, Nick Rake, right? So that's ND. So you got that.
That's fine.
The third one, that male sheep sounds well fed up.
Go on.
What's up with it? That was TR. Yeah. That was ram. Ram. It's a ram. That's a male sheep. It's fed up. It's moaning. Ram moans. Ramones. The Ramones. So they got that as well.
Let's give it to Jenny McKean from Isle of Wight, because she's got all three of those answers, and,
Right, straight on to Monkey News.
No, let's play a record.
We've got to do Monkey News! It's only 5 minutes to go!
We've got time for a record and then some Monkey News, surely.
Oh.
Bit of XTC.
Oh.
Making plans for Nigel XTC. Okay, let's play the jingle.
Oh, chimpanzee that, Monkey News.
Right, this happened in, Pittsburgh, right? There was a rock band, and, they've got this studio in Pittsburgh and what have you, and they're laying down tracks and stuff like that. And in the studio that they use, right, there's this, this monkey works there.
Right, cool. I love the way he throws that in. Like he throws that in, this monkey works there.
No, it's just got a little gig there, he sort of, it carries the equipment in, guitars.
No, he doesn't.
He just sort of cleans up after the band.
No, he doesn't.
Emptying the ashtrays.
Doesn't happen.
That's the gig it's got. Anyway, right.
Gets women out of the crowd they want to,
with one arm.
So anyway, right, so the band's in the studio, right, and one of the band members brings some A&R fella to the studio to have a listen to the latest track. Right?
Yeah.
So they hit play, and they're all there going, yeah, brilliant, this is good.
Oh, no.
Anyway, so the fella says, yeah, I like the track, I especially like the bass on it.
Right, it's 'cause this is bullshit.
So,
this is rubbish.
So.
And they hadn't laid down a bass track?
So this is, have you heard it?
So the
A&R fella goes, and it's like, the band members are stood about, and they're going, that's good that he liked it. And they're saying, yeah, but what's he on about with the bass?
No, this is rubbish! This is absolute rubbish! Where'd you get this from?
Please, because you never get to the end.
This is absolute nonsense.
So they played it back.
Yeah, right? And it's the chimp playing bass. Definitely not.
So they were like, that's weird, we haven't got a bassist. Anyway, so they go, well, whatever, right? So
we haven't got a bassist!
So they
go, whatever, let's go home.
Forget it. XFM.